agencies have a lot of moving parts in security right now. What are the most important ones for them to be keeping an eye on?
Well, I think what you're seeing is a lot of things being driven by the services strategy that's coming out. And when you break things up into those different services and try to use them across agencies, that's going to present even new security challenges that weren't there before. I think that's probably one of the main ones that's brand new.
Is everything as a service the way that we're headed? I mean, is pretty much everything that people do in the IT world going to be a subscription at some point in time, do you think?
I don't know if it'll be a subscription. And, I mean, to answer your question, no, I don't think everything would be. I mean, at DRC, what we see is that, you know, you're going to have different levels. I think it's kind of like with the cloud adaptation. You come in and you have, first you move like a simple vertical business solution, and then you say, well, you know what, really, I need to map this horizontally through my whole entire business process. And that's when you say to yourself, this really is crucial to look at how the applications fit together enterprise-wide, and that's something that we try to keep a focus on. And I think the same thing applies when you're talking about sectioning it into services and how to secure those.
Talking about the cloud, last hour I had Dave McClure and Kathy Conrad from GSA on. We were talking about FedRAMP, and part of the conversation revolved around the outreach that they and their colleagues are doing to try to educate industry and the agencies about what FedRAMP means and how it will affect the way they do business and the opportunities that are available there. Do you think they're doing an effective job of educating people so that when this gets up and running in June, people will be on board on both sides of that equation, both industry and the agencies?
I hope so. And from our standpoint, definitely. I mean, we've been pretty involved from the beginning and want to make sure that we stay involved. Now that you basically can go out there and look at the concept of operations and say, hey, you know, here are the players and you can find out where you fit in, I think that it's easy for anybody, whether you're a cloud provider or you're going to be a third-party assessment organization. I think, you know, you can find your piece there, and it gives you a very clear definition of what you're supposed to be doing.
Well, another term that is floating around in the security realm is continuous monitoring. One of the buzzwords that people are talking about a lot, a lot of agencies say they're already doing continuous monitoring. Do you think that is the case, and do you think that what agencies consider to be continuous monitoring is the real thing?
I'm not really sure that it is. I think FedRAMP has done a good job of trying to really standardize around an approach that focuses on the, from a security standpoint anyway, focuses on the assessment, the authorization, and the continuous monitoring. When you're in a cloud environment, you have some portions of those, taken care of by the provider. So you're going to have to say, you know, can I trust this assessment to of that continuous monitoring, and does that apply? The problem is that may not be your whole, the whole of your concern. There may be more to it. And in that case, the continuous monitoring that you think you're doing may not really be up to par.
Mm-hmm. How do you tell? If I'm sitting at an agency and I think I'm doing the right thing, but I hear you make that comment and I go, well, maybe I got to take another look at this. What do I do to do that?
Well, I mean, I think like with anything, you want to step back and say to yourself, these things that I've done, these things that I've assessed, these things that I've gone through and looked at, you know, how often do I need to relook at that? I mean, that's kind of the simple side of it. If it's not a check once and you're good for the next 5 years or even a year, you've got to keep up on them. And then the other side is that applications and services don't stay static. And as they change, you've got to keep up with what is changing. And if you do that, and you're looking at every piece of it, then you're probably at least mostly there. So
another issue that is presenting some problems for agencies is finding people who can do this, who can manage all of this stuff. Are you getting any sense that the cyber workforce issues, the shortfall, is improving at all?
I think so. I think at DRC, what we see is that what's improving it is that a little bit better definition. You know, there's a time when things are early in the phase of you know something's defined, it comes out, it's a little unclear sometimes what people need. We've moved past that. I think we're to the point where it's much more clear in different levels of the chain what you need and what types of people you need, what requirements they need to have to perform the jobs. And so it's becoming a little easier for us anyway to get those things staffed.
What else are people maybe not thinking about in the cyber realm that they should be thinking about right now?
Well, again, I think it kind of gets back to the service side of things. There's a lot of inherent sharing involved in the services. The services are going to be cataloged into libraries. They're going to be shared across both agencies and interagency. And as you do all those things, you know, you're going to have to have things become more standardized, more reusable, and those things make security easier. But the other side to that is that, you know, you're going to have more transparency, and you're going to share more in order to have these services work across. And that's where I think the challenges are going to be.
Bob, I appreciate having you on the show this afternoon. Thanks for your time.
Sure, absolutely.